right, it's 9 minutes gone past five. Welcome to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance. So let's talk about the fuel crisis and how it affects inflation. Well, the Statistician General of the Federation, Mr. Simon Harry, says the present fuel crisis being experienced across the nation may have adverse effects on the inflation rate. Now, he said this yesterday at a media conference in Abuja to announce the January 2022 Consumer Price Index, that's the CPI. Now, he said that the fuel crisis would create an artificial shock in the economy and that the shock is also able to shake the economy. Let me quote him here. Whether we like it or not, transporters will be taking advantage of the situation, thereby increasing the costs of transportation. As you are bringing your commodities to the market for sale, you will be thinking of adding some amounts on the selling costs so that you will be able to recover the costs of transportation. So that gives us a negative signal that is capable of affecting not just inflation rate, but also other macroeconomic variables such as the gross domestic product and even the unemployment rate. He also said, I can, however, assure you that certainly it is not the best for the economy. And if we must maintain a stable macroeconomic environment, this kind of crisis certainly is not the best for it is not needed. End of quote. And of course, he said so many other things. The fact that our economy is strongly being driven by the private sector and how this shock is going to affect many private businesses. Well, of course, to have this conversation with me is a business analyst, Tunji Andrews. You're welcome to Hard Facts, Mr. Andrews.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
All right, so first of all, with the whole fuel crisis that's going on right now, do you think this can be easily or quickly resolved with what's it now? Here in Port Harcourt, right? From what we've heard, it's the adulterated petrol that's cost what is going on now. And in a not so distant time, people are going to restock and everything will go back to normal. I don't know if that's the same thing that's happening in Lagos and in Abuja and other places. But of course, with what the Statistician General is saying, I'm sure that's what we're already experiencing. But do you think there is an end in sight very soon? Talking about the fuel crisis.
To begin with, I think the immediate point of call is the fact that the NNPC does have petrol reserves adequate for about 30 days supply to the Nigerian economy. So what I see that is happening right now is just trying to make sure that the reserves are available to Nigerians while a new supply of petrol is being brought into the economy. Also, I hear that there is the possibility of being able to clean up the contaminated stock that is around. What is the problem is that with this one is just the high contents that are making it a bit harmful to cars, and also the more darker color that is being going around. But I think there is an end in sight. Not only is there an end in sight, I also think that the NNPC can move swiftly to using the current reserves which they have to make sure that the fuel queues that we see disappear as soon as possible.
Mm. All right. So let's talk about inflation and, of course, how the current fuel crisis is going to affect inflation. And he even mentioned the Statistician General also mentioned GDP. I want you to get your take on that.
I'm a bit confused at his remarks. And sincerely, he's not wrong that shocks in petrol do affect prices of goods and services, especially because Nigeria is a consumption economy. What I mean by that is that every single, for instance, the tomatoes you consume have probably been plucked from wherever they've been plucked not so too long from when you actually got access to it to consume it, because they are perishable. We do not have a lot of refrigerating capacity in the country. So that automatically means that if there is a hike in price of transportation, naturally that would translate into goods and services. However, and this is a very critical however,
okay,
there are multiple components in the center, the CPI, the price index, which of course we use to measure inflation in Nigeria. Food is a large component of it, but it is just not, it's not everyday food. Plus, it's not also just the food that is in transit at this particular time. The food that is available in the market as of today did not get to the market today. It has been in transit from wherever it was coming from for a little while. So to assume that the recent prices in transportation will affect CPI, that is the inflation for next month, it's a bit worrisome, especially because the queues are not even that crazy. I've been an economist for a long while, and I've been in and around the conversations of the Nigerian Bureau of Statistics for a long while also. I have followed inflation numbers for a long while also. I have been in this country where we went through very serious petrol queues. I've been in this country where we had to battle months of fuel scarcity. And inflation did not skyrocket. So I'm a bit confused as his to his comments, because I do know that he's been at the Bureau of Statistics for a very long time. So he should understand what these contexts are. But then it is the conversation of, to me, it sounds a bit funny. It sounds a bit like you're trying to point fingers and indicate something that has not yet happened already. I mean, let the numbers come in and how it does play out. So I don't know. I'm just not too pleased with the comment. I'm also not too pleased with the fact that that the Attorney General is commenting, because this is commentary. This is not indication of where. This is not an indication of fact. This is a commentary, and that is not really what the Attorney General should be doing. So a lot of this worries me, but I don't think Nigerians should be worried as of now. Inflation, yes, is an effect. Food inflation is real. It's one of the real things that happens in Nigeria, but it is not going to go out of turn because of this little fuel queues we see across the country.
You call the fuel queues little. Over here,
in comparison to what we used to experience maybe some 6, 7, 8 years ago, it's little compared to those ones.
Okay. This is what I feel now. Maybe the statistician general knows something that we do not know, because before now it was actually in the news. I'm trying to remember, I think Ipman, the national president or so of Ipman, said something about the petrol that is currently in the country, the adulterated petrol, and he was saying something about the NNPC not really recalling the adulterated petrol from wherever they are, Port Harcourt, Abuja and other places. So it's more like we still have this petrol in these cities, they've not been recalled. The NNPC is not really doing anything right now about this thing. Maybe they're still planning, or maybe they still have something they want to do, but they've not really started doing it. And so maybe that's why he's saying that with the way things are going, it's really going to affect inflation. And he called it an artificial shock in the economy. That's what it's going to create.
Again, which is my comment to the conversation, that the Statistician General should not be commenting. Those statements are factors of comments. a statistician is to observe the data put before them and interpret the data. Also, by base of relevant data and historical references, possibly give direction into the future. Not necessarily predict, but give direction into the future. What he's saying is, and if what he's saying is based on the comments you just said, it will be complete commentary. It will be what I, as an economist, will say. That is not the Statistician General's position. So I wonder why he's saying that, honestly. I'm a bit confused. I'm really, really very confused. But I guess, he's the Statistician General, so he's a bit more qualified than I am in this context. But it is not the place of the Statistician General to create and speak those kind of comments. The NNPC has not said anything yet. The petrol marketers have not said anything yet. The distributors also have not said anything yet. So I don't think there should be any cause for alarm at this particular point. We do realize that the problem is a bad stock. Do we have good stock available in the country as of today? Yes, we do. Can we get to every petrol station? I don't know what the mechanism of the NNPC is. So to then, tie some phantom high inflation in the future to something that we all do not have the answers to at this particular point, it's just confusing.
Interesting. All right, well, let's talk about what we have right now. The consumer price index in Nigeria, which actually rose to 15.60% year on year. That's for January 2022. And this is also as prices of things like soft drinks and electricity increased. Now, from what we have, from what is staring us in the face, what do you think it's also going to be? Of course, we know that the federal government introduced something, an excise duty, that was in January, where he started talking about 10 naira per liter on all non-alcoholic carbonated and sweetened beverages. This was signed by the president in 2021 of December. And then we have prices of carbonated drinks skyrocket or go up the way they did. All right. So what does what we have going on right now, of course, you're saying people should not be alarmed with the fuel crisis, but with the rise, with the way the prices of things as little as soft drinks, and of course, electricity that Nigerians are not even seeing increasing. What should the average Nigerian hold on to say that, okay, things are not as bad as they are seeming on paper?
Do not misquote me. I am not saying things are not bad.
Okay.
I am not saying so. There is a difference between what is happening now to then predicting a worse scenario because of something else as a Statistician General. That is completely different. Comments are, so to people like the Statistician General and also somebody like the CBN Governor, They have a place in the economy where they don't just make remarks that are not properly guarded. Generally, because of their office has a bit of positioning and sentiment directioning for a lot of investors. So speaking about things like that, we're always careful about it. Now, coming back to the resultant issues around inflation, the numbers themselves. So yes, power has gone up. The power companies across the country have been able to get an approval to get an increase in the power tariffs. They continue to argue that for Nigerians to be able to benefit from stable power and to be able to get stable power, so that which will come from them improving their equipment and improving their service delivery, Nigerians will need to pay more. That is the reason why power has gone up. And while you may not totally agree with them, the problem is, what do we then do? This guy is saying they don't have enough money to be able to improve their equipment to be able to give you better power. You say, why are you increasing the power for power? Why are you increasing the price of power for power we did not see in the first place? So that's the chicken and egg conversation. And I really don't know who's going to win, but somebody has to win in that conversation.
All right, Mr. Andrews, apologies. I'll just have to cut in here. We have commercials, and yes, we'll be right back continue the conversation. Just stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. We're still talking about the issue of inflation and of course the fuel crisis, how it may affect inflation. A statement from the Statistician General indicating that the fuel crisis will create an artificial shock in the economy. And my guest, Mr. Tunji Andrews, says that should not be coming from the Statistician General. He shouldn't be making comments. He should just give us figures. And that's it. All right. But before now, Mr. Andrews, so we were talking about how, what was it now? The rise in the consumer price index, all right? How the average man in Nigeria, how that is supposed to mean anything to him?
All right, I think the way you need to look at the consumer price index is from the perspective of how it affects every single thing you buy. And I know a lot of people really don't understand it from that perspective, but here's how it works. So a basket of tomatoes starts all the way from, I don't know, Niger State, and it has to go from the farm to the main city. It's going to use Okada. Right, when it gets to the main city, it gets to the market there, they load it onto a truck. The truck is transporting it all the way from wherever it is into Lagos here. And then when it gets to Lagos or Port Harcourt or wherever it's going to get to, the cost of transportation plus all the other logistics here and there gets to feed
the police, the policemen, they will also have to settle on the road.
All those many things get to feed into the final price that you get to pay for goods and services. So what inflation really is telling you is that prices have gone a little higher than it was in the previous month. So yes, it does mean, and you know, CPI is 50% food. So whenever you see CPI go up, you realize that food prices are a major component of the CPI. So it generally means that your Gary, your cocoa, your butter, whatever it is, has also gone up. One of the things the MBS does, which is also very interesting, is that it also shows the CPI from region to region. So while the CPI in Lagos might be 13%, the one in, I don't know, Port Harcourt might be 14.3%, because the prices affect all of us in a different way because we're all not in the same place. So that is also something to consider. But what it also means is that food prices, irrespective of where you are in Nigeria, have gone up. And those increases are structural. They are not the fact that the food itself has gone up, but the factors that bring it to your table have increased in price.
Mm. Although I'm sure some people in Port Harcourt will feel like we don't need to be told. Food prices have been going up every week. Now, let's talk about the CBN's target and, of course, the inflation rate at this point, 15.60%. Now, the CBN is actually looking at single digits targets, 6% to 9%. And of course, last December, the surge in food prices pushed the inflation rate to about 15.63%. This is just the beginning of the year, right? But we still have a couple of months to go. Do you see us in any way getting maybe really close to what the CBN is looking at, is targeting?
It's possible. So there are lots of things that the CBN or Nigeria can do to reduce inflation. Now, what, again, this is the problem with the conversation around inflation. Inflation is an economic term that means that so prices in any economy is always rising. Prices are always rising. What inflation checks is the rate of that rise. So when you hear that inflation went up 15%, it's saying that it went up in relative terms higher than it normally goes up. So if it goes up at a steady pace, you will not see any increase in prices. But if it goes up higher than normal, you will then feel those increase in prices. So yes, we can come back to single digit interest rate, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the food prices you have in your market today will reduce in cost. Yes, of course, the cost of transportation to the final vendor might reduce, but it doesn't say that the marketer or the woman that is selling tomatoes or the woman selling meat is going to now reduce her prices. That is still down to market forces. But yes, inflation can reduce the single digits. Inflation can do that. And there are many ways that the CBN can do it. The CBN can mop up liquidity in the economy. The CBN can raise interest rates. There are many things that the CBN can do to be able to achieve this. It's not a thing that can be achieved over a 2-3 month period, but over a long term, yes, they can achieve it.
All right, well, let's quickly get to the phone lines. You can join the conversation. We're going to just take a few calls. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, or 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0007. Have I said 0007 or 0003? Okay, you can also send me messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Owu Ojon Justice on WhatsApp says, statistician general shouldn't speak out of emotion. His utterance should be based on the available figures or data before him for analysis. His office should be a political office, please, before causing unnecessary panics and misinformation. The scarcity of fuel will push up the price of goods and services geometrically. All right, thank you. Hello. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Turn off your radio sets.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's see if I can take maybe one call, because I have a program coming up in a bit. So just keep those calls coming in. But if we can't even take it now, we can still take the calls after the news at 6 p.m. But if I can just squeeze in one call, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, and 0817-923-0002. Remember, anytime you're calling into a radio station, turn off your radio set, all right? That way, you can easily have a good conversation. Hello.
Hello.
You're welcome. Good evening.
Thank you. Please, this is a commander calling from Ahodari.
All right, we're listening.
Yeah, based on the topic on board now, I think if, let's say, transportation will inflate inflation in Nigeria, I will not be surprised. Transportation itself is one of the ills of commerce. And everybody entering into business is for the purpose of making profit. So if they deny transportation the fact of not even making her own profit, then it won't actually achieve its end. So I would like to contribute that if fuel is increasing or the scarcity of fuel is there, then it's actually affecting transportation, which it will also contribute to the failure. Hello?
All right. I heard you. All right. Thank you very much for calling. And that's the only call I can take at this point. Mr. Tunji Andrews, I must really thank you for being on the show this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. You're welcome. Well, that's the conversation so far. My name is Constance Mega, and this is Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.